At this time, I'd like to explain to you a type of food reflection that we encourage here. Food reflection is another very valuable tool that you can use to help find more inner peace and happiness. It's taught that before you eat your food, to actually look at it and consider part of your relationship to it. There is a standard teaching given in the scriptures, and we have a variation of it that we'd like to give to you today. This reflection has three different parts. The first part is to consider, why do you eat? What is the basic reason why you eat your food? When it comes down to the basic reason, it's just to keep your body alive and healthy, to keep it strong, to alleviate any dis-ease in the body so that you can continue on with your own personal journey. If you keep this reflection in mind while you're eating, then it really will not matter very much whether your food tastes pleasant or unpleasant, because you know it's basically just to keep your body alive and healthy. This reflection helps greatly when you're tasting food that is unpleasant. Pleasant food is not usually a problem for most people, but if you are the type of person who gets carried away with wanting pleasant food, then this reflection can help to balance your mind, knowing that you're eating basically just to keep your body alive and healthy. The second part of the reflection is to consider how fortunate you are to have so much food, such good food, at a time when many in the world are starving. For most, perhaps all of us, when we were little children, our parents may have said something similar when we did not want to eat our food. But as children, we did not have the understanding that we now have as adults. Especially most of us here, we are world travelers. We have been to parts of the world that are much less fortunate than where we grew up. So to consider how fortunate you are to have so much food, such good food, at a time when others in the world are starving. Just to have clean, fresh drinking water, and as much as you want. Just that in itself indicates how fortunate you are. The third part of the reflection is to consider the difficulties in getting the food to you. Even whether or not you are a vegetarian, the growing and producing of nearly all foods causes the deaths of other living beings. To plow the fields to grow rice and vegetables causes the deaths of many small creatures. Then to consider the difficulties of the farmers and the food producers. Consider the difficulties of the transport operators taking the food from the farms to the shops. Consider the difficulties of the shop owners and then following the food chain right down here to the women who are cooking for you. We encourage extra consideration given towards the nuns who are cooking for you because they not only try to provide food which is nutritious and well-balanced, but also food that they do hope tastes pleasant for you. Then when you're eating, try to be mindful. Try to be aware in the process of eating. Try to be aware of reaching for your spoon or fork, grabbing it, scooping it into your food, raising it up, opening your mouth, placing the spoon or fork in your mouth, closing your mouth, pulling it out, chewing your food, and so on. Try to be mindful. Try to be aware in such a simple process that you'll be doing a few times a day here, and generally a few or more times in your normal life. Using the mental noting can greatly aid you, such as reaching, grabbing, scooping, lifting, opening, placing, chewing, and so on. Try to be mindful, try to be aware in the simple process of eating of your food. So again, before you do start eating, we encourage you to reflect on why do you eat, how fortunate you are, and consider the difficulties in getting the food to you.